Said the Mishnah, Ezeyu Mamzer. What's called a Mamzer? What type of an Aveira does the parents have to do to make the kid into a Mamzer? Kol Sher Boser. Anytime the Isha is a relative to you, she's also because of a relative. Shubula Yavoy. Even though it's only a love, Rashi says, Yafilu Ein Bei Koros, going to Nusa Sovit. Because your father lived with a lady. So there's a love now for the son to marry that lady, even if she's not your mother. In other words, your father has Nus with another lady, not with your mother. So that lady is also to you. If the son lives with her, he's over love. And Kiv holds the kid is a mamzer. Shimon Atemoni Yoimer, no, that kol shechayovim alav koros b'nei shemayim. Only if the aveir is a chiv koros. That's when the kid is a mamzer. But if it's only a chai v'lavin, the kid is not a mamzer. V'yalach ha-kidbar, if we pass can look at Shimon Atemoni. V'yav Yeshua Yoimer, kol shechayovim alav misabit bezdin. Not only a chiv koros, but has to be mamash shemisas bezdin. Like an Eishes Ish. That's when the kid is a mamzer. And Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Motzosim Megillas Yuchsin, I found the Megillah Yuchsin, Yushlayim, because of what's said like this, that Ish Ploini Mamzer Me'eshes Ish. When is the kid called a mamzer? If the father lived with an Eishes Ish. So that's Mama Shechayiv Mises Bezdin, then the kid is a mamzer. And instead of the Megillah, L'kayim Divra Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Yeshua, that's from Yeshua Shita, that a mamzer is only from Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Now, ish doisha meisa, when your wife dies, muta biachoisa. Then you're allowed to marry your sister. Girsho meisa, the same thing, let's say you gave your wife a get, and then she died, also muta biachoisa. Then you're allowed to marry the sister. Mashma, though, when your wife did not die, even though you gave her a get, still you can't marry your sister. Nisais liyacha, let's say the sister got married to somebody else. Or your wife, if you gave her a get, she got married to somebody else. Umeisa, then she died, muta biachoisa. Again, the only time you mutter to marry your wife's sister is when your wife dies. Even if you gave your wife a get, and she got married to somebody else, still it's also for you to marry your sister. Only when your wife dies is a mutter. Yevim toisha meisa. Your yevama dies. Mutter v'yachoisa. That's when you're allowed to marry her sister. Chol atzlo, let's say you gave chalitza to your yevama, umeisa, and then she died, also mutter v'yachoisa. Nisais liyach, let's say you gave a chalitza, and she got married to somebody else, still, you're not allowed to marry your sister. Only your mesa, when she dies, that's the klal, mutter b'chaisa. That's when you're allowed to marry your sister. Because that's the chiddush here. The only time you're allowed to marry your wife's sister, or else the sister of the one you get, of your yevimta, which mid rabbanan, the vimta is also yevimta, yezika, she's called like your wife. So you're not allowed to marry your sister, calls the man the yevama, or your wife is alive. Even though you gave her a get and she got married to somebody else, so what? Calls the man, your wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry your sister. But once your wife dies, that's when you're allowed to marry her sister. To the Gemara now. Gemara says like this. My time with Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's time? That Rabbi Kiva says there's a mamzer involved if the parents did an aveira b'chai v'lavin. The apostle says like this in Devarim. Lo yikach ish es eishes oviv. One thing, a person should not take, not marry, his father's a wife, even though she's not your mother, but since she's your father's wife, she's also to you. That's a chayv krisus. Then the pasuk says, "Velo yigala knaf aviv." You're not allowed to live. You're not allowed to marry the lady that saw your father. So we dashin like this: knaf shero aviv, lo yigala. That there's a law that a son is not allowed to marry, not allowed to live with a lady that his father lived with, even though she's not your mother. But if your father has nus with a lady, halacha is the son is not allowed to live with her. That's a chayv lavin. So the Gemara says that Sovulok Reb Yehuda, Reb Akiva holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Omar, that Reb Yehuda says, what charm this posik of lo yigala kenaf oviv, that means ba'anusas oviv akosu medaber. In a case where your father was minus an isha, he lived with an isha, he had nus with somebody. Tehevi lo chayv lavin. There's a lav now that the son is not allowed to live with that lady. But all it is a chayv lav, and that's all. It's not a chayv krisus. It's only a chayv lav. It's not really your father's wife. Your father was not married to her. Just your father had nus with her. It's anusas of it. So there's a lav for the son to live with her. Now, the samach lay, right after that, the pasuk says, lo yavoy mamzer b'chal Hashem, that you can't, the mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jew. A Kal Hashem, a mamzer can't marry into a Kal Hashem, into Klal Yisrael. So Alma, what do we see? Mahani, heavy mamzer. from this pasuk before of v'leigala kanaf aviv, that's what makes a kid into a mamzer. So the Kiva holds like a Yehuda Shita, that leigala kanaf aviv means a regular chai v'lavin. It's a lady that your father lived with, that there's a lav now, the son can't live with them. If the son does live with her and they have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. So that's why Kiva's raya, that chai v'lavin makes the kid into a mamzer. The other Gemara says, Ula Reb Simoi, according to Reb Simoi Shita, that he holds in Reb Kiva, that the marbe shar chai v'lavin, the lav the share, Reb Simoi holds that that's what Reb Kiva says like in our Mishnah, that the kids of Mamza from chai v'lavin, not only from chai v'lavin of share, that means because of kurva, because she's your relative, but any chai v'lavin, even if she's not your relative, the Moshla Mamzer, or Mamzeris, there's a law not to marry a mamzeris. If you marry a mamzeris, also the kid becomes a mamzer. Or else you marry a nesina, or you marry machzeg rishasoi, even lavim that are not because of kurva, also the kid becomes a mamzer. That's Reb Simoi's halacha. Vaita ul Reb Yeshevov. Reb Yeshevov also says a bigger chiddush according to Reb Kiva. The marba afilo chai v'yesei. Reb Yeshevov holds that according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, not only do you need a chai v'lavin to make the kid into a mamzer, but just even a chai v'yesei. Even if the aveira is only with an iser asei, not even a lav, lamosh like a mitzri, not to marry a mitzri is only, even after a mitzri is nizgayer, not to marry a mitzri is only an iser asei. So even by an iser asei also, does Reb Yeshevov hold that Rabbi Kiva makes the kid into a mamzer. So who are the kashas? How does he know this? Bishleim, the way we're saying, Reb Kiva holds the lav the share. He learns out from this pasuk of Allah, Yigala Kenach Oviv. But according to them, that Reb Kiva even includes a chai v'yasei, how does he know it? This pasuk says, V'lo Yigala Kenach Oviv is talking about a chai v'lavin. How do they know even a chai v'yasei also makes the kid into a mamzer? So Gemara says, Nafkulu, mi v'loi. It says, Loshin, V'lo Yigala Kenach Oviv. It says an extra vav. Doesn't just say lo yigala kenaf aviv, it says v'lo yigala with a vav. So the extra vav includes even a chai v'yasei also, the kid is a mamzer. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Vaita, the Mishnah says then that to Shimon HaTemoni, what is Shimon HaTemoni Shita? He holds the Mishnah only chai v'krisus makes the kid into a mamzer. So the kasha, why doesn't he agree to Rabbi Kiva? The pasuk says lo yigala kenaf aviv, that a chai v'lavin makes the kid into a mamzer. So what does Shimon HaTemoni do with this pasuk? So when it says, "V'Shimon HaTemoni sov alo k'rabbonin," he always like the rabbonin shita. The yamri that they say, you know what the pasuk means of lo yigala kenaf oviv? It doesn't mean anusis oviv, but it means b'shemeres yovim shel oviv akosim adaber. So about a case where your uncle died, your father's brother died, and there's a mitzvah yibum now. Your father now has a mitzvah yibum to miyabim his brother's wife. So that's the case of a Shemeris Yovim. That means your father's Shemeris Yovim, the lady that your father is supposed to make Yivim to. If the son lives with her, that's what the pasuk is talking about. To have a chai v'krisus. That's the real chai v'krisus. Because it's your aunt. It's your father's brother's wife. It's your aunt. It's a chai v'krisus to live with your aunt. And then that, for some chalei, right after the pasuk says, lo yovim mamzer. That you should not have a mamzer. Mamzer can't marry into Kali Yisrael. Is Alma, what do we see? This is the Shimon HaTemoni's Raya, that Michai v'krisis every mamzer, that the pasuk of lo yigala kenaf aviv according to Shimon HaTemoni is talking about a shemeris yovim of your father, which is a chai v'krisis to the son. It's the son's aunt. So it's a chai v'krisis. On that, the pasuk says right away, lo yovim mamzer b'kal Hashem. From that, it becomes a mamzer. So that's Shimon HaTemoni's Raya. What makes the kid a mamzer? Only from chai v'krisis. But not from Chai V'lavin. Now, the third sheet in our Mishnah was from Yeshua. If Yeshua's sheet there is, what makes the kid into a mamzer? Only if the aveira the parents did was a Chai V'Mises Bezdin, like an Eishes Ish. If a man lived with another married lady and they have a kid, that makes the kid into a mamzer. That's called Chai V'Mises Bezdin. So, verse says, Rabbi Yeshua, why does he learn out from this pasuk Le'igala Kenaf Aviv that even other things make the kid into a mamzer? He says like this. Lichta rachmona lo yigala. If the pasuk really meant like a chai v'krisus, would not the pasuk just say lo yigala? Lo yikach lomli. Why does the pasuk first say lo yikach?
The Rashi said, like, Loyikach, Ish es Eishes Aviv Lomeli. What is the beginning of the pasuk doing there? Lenichtav, what is it doing here? Let it just say, Loyigala Kenaf Aviv. What's the beginning of the pasuk? Loyikach Eishes Aviv. So he says like this, El Allah Vachikoma. This is what the pasuk means to say. Mi Loyikach Ad Loyigala Heve Mamzer. You know what makes the kid into a mamzer? From Loyikach. You can't take Eshes Aviv, your father's wife. If you live with your father's wife, that's a chayve mises b'dayodim. Then the kid becomes a mamzer. But Tfei Loy, heavy mamzer. But anything less than that does not make the kid into a mamzer. The Rashi says, Loyikach Ad Loyigala. Ta'ainu Eshes Av, your father's wife. Haksuva Bein Loyikach Loyigala. That's talking about in between these two psukim. That's the case that makes the kid into a mamzer. But anything less than this, the kid is not a mamzer. So this is Rabbi Yeshua's raya, Rabbi Yeshua's shita, that only like Eishes Av, that makes the kid into a mamzer. Less than that, the kid is not a mamzer. Right, Omer Abaye says like this. Even though there are three shittas in the Mishnah, what makes the kid a mamzer? We have Akiva says, a chai v'lavin. We have Shimon HaTimoni says, chai v'krisis. And Rabbi Yeshua says, only a mitzvah bezdin. But Omer Abaye says, hakel moedim, everybody agrees. So Rashi says, v'afilu Shimon HaTimoni, that the bo'al anida, if somebody lives with anida, the kid is not a mamzer. Even as Rashi afagav the koi b'korus, even though anida is an issa korus, still, the din is ain't avlad mamzer, the kid is not called a mamzer. Soon see why.